Steadfast, My Autobiography. Written by Lizzie Armitstead, with William Fotheringham. And read by Katie Sobey. The photographs stuck on the wall of our apartment in Monaco are a reminder of life outside the cycling bubble, of the people who really matter to me, the times and places when I've been happiest. Monaco isn't my true home. I live here because cycling has brought me here, and because it's one of the best places to be when you earn a living from bike racing. But when my time in the sport is over, I will move out again. At the top, there's a picture of my grandma and granddad, Ray and Marjorie, my mum's parents, in the woods, giving each other a hug. They usually both wear the same rain jacket, because grandma is always in charge of what granddad wears, which I still find funny. They both live in Otley, which is where I was brought up. My grandmother is the lady you will see at races in a yellow t-shirt with "I'm Lizzie Armitstead's grandma" on it. Although they have both turned 80, they are still very active. They go on cruises around the world, where you are only allowed to have hand luggage, so they take Brompton folding bikes that fit into the bags. That way, grandma can roll up her dresses and put them in with her bike, and they can go exploring when the boat docks somewhere new. So when they land, they come down the gangplank, turn right or turn left, ride on their Brompton bikes for half a day, and then they come back to the boat. Grandma worked until she was 65. She was a very talented textiles teacher, whereas granddad was made redundant in his 50s and became a house husband. He still does all the cleaning and cooking, which I suppose is quite unusual for that generation. When I was a youngster, Grandad would pick me up from school on a Tuesday and would look after me while Grandma was still at work. But he was also the town mayor in Otley. That's probably where I first saw gender equality in practice. It didn't ever really occur to me that you could be put into a box because you are a woman or a man. My grandparents are just great people. Very, very loving and generous. If I ever needed anything, I could talk to them and they would help me out. Back on my apartment wall, next to the picture of my grandparents, is a picture of my mum and dad, Carol and John, when they were younger, giving each other a hug on their Sunday walk. I just love that photo because they both look perfectly happy. They are great role models for me. They are still very much in love after 30 years of marriage, and they never let anything affect their relationship. That meant as kids, my brother and sister and me had to learn to be independent. I like that. If Mum and Dad had booked a romantic weekend in the Lake District, then we would be told, "Take care of yourselves, kids, there's stuff in the freezer." That would be the answer. It worked because we are spread in age over 6 years, and that's something I admire. They've both worked hard, and I feel very privileged to have been brought up the way I have. Dad has been an accountant since he left school, but he has never really enjoyed his job. It doesn't suit him being confined to an office every day. Perhaps that's why whenever we had spare time as a family, so much of it was spent outside. Our family is religious on both sides, but despite this, my dad is an unbudging atheist. As a family, we went to church until I was around 12 or 13. Dad would rarely come, preferring to go for a solitary bike ride in the Dales instead.